Officials in North Carolina begin a two-day meeting today to discuss what to do with the state's share of the national tobacco settlement. It's been nearly 3 years since the Big Five tobacco companies agreed to pay the state's $246 billion over 25 years. The money is to settle a series of lawsuits based on the health care costs of smoking. A recent study shows that most states are spending only a fraction of their settlement payments on anti-smoking programs. North Carolina is the country's leading tobacco producer and has yet to spend any state money on smoking prevention. Lita Hartman reports.
North Carolina is number one both in growing tobacco and in manufacturing tobacco products. And the way the state has divided up its $4.6 billion share of the settlement funds reflects that. Three quarters of the money will go toward tobacco diversification efforts and direct aid to farmers. The remaining quarter will be put into a health and wellness trust fund. According to state law, the trust fund may enact anti-smoking programs, but doesn't have to.
We have just begun the process. We are not going to be hasty or non-judicious in appropriation of the people's money.
That's North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Beverly Perdue, who chairs the Health and Wellness Commission. She says much of the money will go toward prescription drug benefits for seniors, but she also hopes to have a teen smoking prevention program in place by next summer.
And at the end of the day, you judge us by what we do, not by the start we're making. We're off to a really good start. And I actually resent the implication that we're not doing what we should do as a state.
In fact, that's a charge that could be leveled at many states. The report by the National Conference of State Legislatures says that on average, states are spending about 5% of their settlement money on smoking prevention and cessation. That's far less than the 19% recommended by the Centers for Disease Control. Still, says Lee Dixon, who authored the report, it's a start.
That's about $1.1 billion that has been spent on tobacco prevention over the past three fiscal years that would not have been spent if it had not been for the Master Settlement Agreement. Since prior to the agreement, most of the money that states spent on tobacco prevention was federal money.
Others, including Mississippi Attorney General Michael Moore, who spearheaded the legal campaign, are less forgiving. Moore says the settlement agreement contains no mandates about how the money should be spent, but he believes there's a moral imperative involved.
I know how we won these cases. We won them on the backs of protecting children and improving the public health. We didn't win them on building highways and, funding education.
North Carolina hasn't done either with its money. The state stands in stark contrast to California, whose comprehensive tobacco control program has often been held up as a model. Kurt Ribisil is a tobacco control policy researcher who has worked in both states. He says in many parts of North Carolina, tobacco is completely woven into the fabric of life.
The schools are surrounded by tobacco fields. Their healthcare facilities have tobacco fields around them. In contrast, in California, most workplaces are 100% tobacco-free. The restaurants are smoke-free. Even the bars are smoke-free.
California spends almost $3.50 per person on tobacco control. North Carolina spends just over 30 cents, all of which comes from the federal government. California's smoking rates and lung cancer death rates are well below the national average, while North Carolina's are well above it. Those numbers and the fact that North Carolina has yet to commit any state money to tobacco control have left the state open to criticism from anti-smoking advocates like the nonprofit Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. Matt Myers is the president.
By diverting these monies to other causes, even worthwhile causes like addressing the need for prescription drugs, they're making a very short-term decision for which the citizens of North Carolina will pay for decades.
But such public chastising of states isn't necessarily constructive, according to Steve Danish, chair of the Tobacco Settlement Foundation in Virginia, which is also a top tobacco-producing state. Danish also denies the notion that tobacco-producing states lack the will to fight smoking. Virginia, for instance, has earmarked 10% of its settlement funds specifically for tobacco control. And, Danish says, the state has worked cooperatively with the tobacco industry.
Tobacco-growing states need to be sensitive to the producers and the growers and not antagonize them to the degree that we can't get their support. I mean, it's really a community development process.
Danish says tobacco states might do well to form a coalition so they can share tobacco control strategies that address the unique political and economic realities they face. Those include a concern for rural communities and factory workers that have depended on tobacco for years. Tobacco control advocates, meanwhile, point out that there's enough settlement money to address those concerns and still fight smoking. In the end, the most persuasive argument for all states to strengthen their tobacco control programs may not be moral, but financial. Again, Tobacco-Free Kids, Matt Myers.
In those states that have funded comprehensive tobacco prevention program, they have seen dramatic declines in health care costs from tobacco-related diseases. Those states that divert the funds will face rising tobacco-caused Medicaid costs, even as the amount of money they get from the tobacco companies doesn't go up.
North Carolina's Health and Wellness Commission will meet today to discuss its priorities for spending the settlement money. But the commission won't propose any specific programs or make any allocations. For NPR News, I'm Lita Hartman reporting.